Bold Podcast. It's your boy HP, Harry Pinero. It feels good to be back. I'm joined by my one and only, the only one, the stony one. He's clicking his feet right now.
Salaamu Alaikum, I'm Darkest, guys. Wagwan, walk two, walk three, walk four, walk five, walk six, walk seven, walk eight, walk nine. What does Wagwan mean?
Like, what's going on?
Oh,
what's going
like,
on?
Yeah, so it's like short.
But
like,
if you think I'm the
What, black socks? I like black socks,
but they're not your average ones though.
Lululemon. True Religion. True Religion.
No, Lululemon. Lululemon.
Oh, Lululemon.
Yeah.
Oh, why does Lululemon like True Religion?
Yeah, bro. Can I be honest?
Yeah.
Happy to be here. There was gonna be a situation where I wasn't nappy to be there.
Just talk.
I need to stop.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. Stop for a laugh. Yeah. But how's your week been, though, Darkest?
Yeah, no, you're gonna start.
I'm stopping. I'm gonna stop. There's nothing that's. I'm gonna stop.
Nah, Joe, it's been very good. Yeah, I mean, still Ramadan, still fasting. Yeah, well, I just same old. My life's a bit boring now, man. I don't know. It's because I've grown up, but it's just been work, gym, basketball yard. Work, gym, basketball yard. Work, gym, basketball yard. I said work, gym, basketball yard. Yard, then basketball. Work.
Okay,
gym,
okay. Can you stop yard, now, man? But I get it. Because for me, it's been work, home, son, then football. Oh. Work, son, home, then football. Oh. Work, home, son, then football. Oh. I said work, home, son, then football. Sometimes football, sometimes go work, sometimes with the sun, sometimes.
Ah. Nah, that's it. We need to make a song, you know. I feel like we need to make a song. No, do you know it's not even make a song. I feel like we need an old and bold theme song, like at the beginning of the episode.
It's time to get higher.
No, that's bull. We are getting copyrighted.
Yeah, yeah.
Copy cited. Cool. And copy fighted.
All right. So what would let's think of a jingle.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's
old,
the
and bold.
Old and bold.
Well, okay. See now we're not in the 1950s.
But I like. But I want a bit of soul in it.
All right. But remember, we think about our audience as well.
Yeah.
What's gonna entice them? See.
Ooh. But are we gonna sing it, or is it just gonna have to be gully?
I think it's got to be greasy, cold. Greasy. Yeah.
Old and bold, back again.
I think we go proper rock with it.
Yeah, I love.
Today, it's gonna be the old and bold games.
Yeah, it's old and bold games.
Yeah.
Old and bold games.
Yeah, sorry. Something, just something. I think we go rock. Because I think, you see, like, there's a certain, like.
You should have been told it's the old and bold.
Yeah,
and then our logo comes up.
And then. Yeah. Yo, it's your boy Harry Pinero.
Yeah. See?
See, wow. See, you know you're a creative genius.
Keep
you know
it there.
But you know you've been doing this for a long time.
Because I don't trust that you're gonna shake my hand.
Right hand for the sake of Allah as well.
See,
you know what I'm trying to say though?
Yeah.
I'm gutted I had to say that to get this hand.
I'll be real with you though. Ooh. I did scratch my ass a few times. What?
Where's the
Y button?
Yeah.
That's I think it got removed because of Ramadan.
Do you know what I love though?
What?
The screen's gone off.
Yeah. So guys, we have a screen behind the TV. We have a screen behind the TV. It's good, man.
Yeah.
We have a screen behind the camera right now. That
All right, cool. So obviously we are day
30. I don't know.
I haven't even been counting the days.
Yeah, bro.
We're locked in. Yeah,
I'm just in there.
But from last week, has anything changed in regards to like your behavior, your understanding? You know, has it been difficult for you when it comes to fasting?
No, so I'll be real. I think two days ago, I nearly had a fight with my reflection.
Okay.
Because that's the level of, you know, it wasn't even, you know, I don't really get hungry, I get thirsty. Mm. I get very, very thirsty. So like my tongue and my ankles have the same like fabric.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? So it's very, very dry. But then, you know, I just have to remember, this is what it's about. Firm it, you're a grown man. You're pushing 30 and you can't walk. Just go over water for a little bit. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Humble yourself. Do you know what I mean?
I heard that. So I had a similar situation, but just a bit. I looked at myself. I sat down for a second and I was just like, I need to get a grip. So I was changing my bed sheets. Yeah. Is that?
Get a grip. No, you're by yourself.
Yeah, by myself. Yeah, so if yourself. I get a grip,
who's gonna yours. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I was changed my bed sheets. It's been about 4 or 5 days and I just felt like I was sweating in the night. So I thought, you know what, let me change my bed sheets, yeah?
Mm.
I basically done the bed sheets, but they were the other way around. So it was inside out. And
I've played that game before.
Do you know how I sat down, yeah, because I was gonna smash everything up.
Yes, I hear it.
I was gonna get mad.
Like
I
consider arson. Like you consider. Like
I was going to get a knife and stab that bed sheet.
Yeah.
And it would have been, no one would have known.
Yeah.
You know, I would have dumped its body in the bin chute and it would have been somewhere.
Your bin can your bed sheet. Okay.
Yeah, my bed sheet. It's a human being at that. At that time it was a human being.
Because who are you not to
fit? But I refrained from that and I just sat down and I just said, why am I angry? Then I thought about last week's episode when you was explaining, state of mind.
Yes.
Now my state of mind was in a balance. It was 50-50. Now, had I tipped it 70%, I might not have been there. I could have been in jail.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
Stabbing the bed sheet.
The bed sheet police could have nicked me.
Yeah.
I would have been there in 3 to 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? But I said, you know what? I'm not going to do it. And I had to tell myself, this is okay.
Yeah.
This is meant to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah, I waited 5 minutes, swapped it around.
And you realize after like 10 minutes, you don't really care anymore. You know what I mean?
No, I still do. Like to this day,
I'm
never putting brown bed sheets on my bed again.
Okay, is it?
They're brown.
Yeah.
There's just something about that color.
Yeah, brown. That's what it is.
Yeah, I didn't like brown.
Yeah, I don't like brown people. I don't know what considers as brown people. We're brown. Like if we really look at it, bro, we're brown.
Yeah,
we're
are.
More brown than we are black.
No, this is brown.
That's bronze.
Is this not bronze? I feel like this is brown.
Yeah, it's brown.
It's brown.
It's brown, yeah.
Okay, I think considered brown people would be...
No, brown people, people call brown people like Asians.
Yeah, Asians.
You know what I mean?
But sometimes
they're not brown.
They are though. They're
like I'm talking like literally brown. They're not brown.
Yeah, but we're not black then.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I think if we're really, really gonna we're brown people, and then there's white people, white people. And
but are they really white though?
Yeah, that is white.
No. That's white.
Yeah, but that's just a different shade of white.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? But this ain't a different shade of black. This is just brown.
True. Wow. When did you get smart again?
I mean, you know it is. Fasting really opens up your fourth eye.
Okay, and where's your fourth eye located?
Your fourth eye is just behind your jaw.
Okay.
It's located behind your jaw.
So hair.
Yeah, so that's where your fourth eye is.
Okay, cool.
Genuinely. So yeah, you have to look at things like this now.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
So you don't look things head on.
No.
You do it this way.
Yeah, I do it this way. As soon as you look, this opens up your menial gland.
Menial?
I don't know what that
is. Can you explain? Because the people really want to know what that means.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I hate when I have to do, sorry, bro.
Every time I have to, okay, cool. So the menial gland. Okay, do you know Aristotle?
Yes.
Aristotle. So he...
You wanted to... Do you know, I feel like you've been wanting to say that name, yeah? All your life.
Oh, speaking of Aristotle, sorry. Basically...
I never in your flipping life do that again. You sound like a nerd.
What? No, sorry, something just came into my head. I apologize. So, you know Aristotle, yeah? And all these other like scientists and stuff. You know people that believe in evolution? Yeah. Cool, fair enough. Believe in what you want to believe. But... Like, if evolution was real, why did it stop happening? As in, like, isn't evolution ape to man? But then I don't see any apes turning into human beings today. So, like, what? So, what, was it a different kind of ape back in the day that turned into a guy and then they just said, yo, we're going to stop now?
I've got a theory.
What's that?
Apes speak 7 languages, but they play dumb. Because they know that the world is going to go to... soon, and they're gonna be the ones to take over.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they've had a general meeting where they've said, you know what, let's play dumb, let's do all of that, because we want them to feel like we're dumb, but they're really gonna take over. They're built like us, they've got eyes, they've got ears, they've got pecs,
they've got blood types,
they've got different shades,
Do
you know what I'm trying to say to you? And they clart as well.
They do clart, like us as well.
And we copy them.
Yeah, we copy them.
We copy their clarting.
They started
doggy.
They started.
It's actually in the history books. Yeah, the first person, because they are people,
first being.
Beings.
Mm-hmm.
This is why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Was a ape.
Mm-hmm. So what sort of ape was it? Was it a chimpanzee, an orangutan?
It was orangutan because it rang that tang. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say to you?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That was the first ever position that we ever saw. But that's my theory.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
not dumb.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
know what's going on.
They have to. No, but I'll be real. I've always, I don't know. My wife always said she's always wanted a pet monkey. And I'm just like, nah. Like, I don't get me wrong. I know it'd be cool because I feel like I can train a monkey to do anything. I could train it to make a star, bro.
Michael Jackson did it. Yeah, Michael Jackson did. Had a monkey.
Yeah. Imagine a monkey making you iftar. Could you still eat it if a monkey made you iftar?
Oh, it depends on if they've washed their hands.
Let's say they have.
No, I'd need to get them gloves, actually.
Yeah, gloves and then, yeah. Because and then they've
got sweaty palms. Mm-hmm. And I don't want the jungle fever to go into the
yeah,
food.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say to you. Yeah. So yeah, I would. Mm-hmm. What would you reckon would be a great monkey meal?
I think a monkey would make a mean sandwich. I think it'd make a mean, or like a fruit bowl.
I think it would do a steak with caramelized onions.
Don't see, I'm starving.
With mayonnaise as well. Mm-hmm. I think that would be sensational. I think that's definitely a monkey meal.
I could do with a steak today.
Obviously they'll be great with juices because they know exotic stuff. Yes, so yes. They'll make a great passion fruit mm-hmm. mocktail, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's quite rude, but yeah, it's fine. Lara, no, but we like, understand.
Lara just left the room.
Yeah,
and
we say this a lot about Lara. Lara doesn't actually care.
Yeah, Lara genuinely we're a piece of gum underneath beneath her shoe.
Yeah.
So she's a lot of things. She's great, but I just feel like. We love her more than she loves us.
Oh. Hold on 2 seconds. I just got a text. It's hypothetical time. All right, so if, that's good. All right, so there's a show that people have been telling me to watch. It's called Lord of the Flies. It's on BBC. Now, apparently, this was based on a book that was read in school. Now, I don't know if it was read in my day. Maybe I clocked out. I remember Of Mice of Men. But anyway, the premise of it.
What a book that was.
You don't remember it, do you?
My Son Man?
Yeah.
Well, I do. Were you crazy? George, Lenny, Crook.
Oh, you know about Lenny and George. Do you remember Holes?
Yeah. Holes, H-O-L-E-S.
Yes.
With Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf, yeah. Now you know things. Yeah, do you know a Flack and Plouse?
No, you lost me though. You just made that up, innit? God's sakes, I can't have a normal conversation with this guy for like 5 minutes. Jeez. Yeah.
All right. So basically, it's the premise of the show, book, whatever, is kids stranded on a desert island, right?
So what's flies got to do with it?
Now, I didn't write it.
Okay.
Nor have I watched it. Mm-hmm. But someone told me to watch it. Mm-hmm. So I clocked it. Mm-hmm. Didn't do surgery, so I didn't watch it. Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay. Today, I just have something. But anyway, hypothetical, yeah? Would you survive on a desert island? What would you take? Like, there's not like you got to take 5 things. I think that's crap. What would you take? Let's say, for example, you knew you was going to an island. There's a high possibility that when you go there, you might not be able to come back for about 6 to 7 months, right?
Jeez.
Yeah, six to 7 months.
Yeah.
What are you taking? Guaranteed you're taking.
Okay, on this desert island, do I have like a little place I can chill?
Yeah, yeah, you're gonna have to make it for yourself.
Okay, so I'd have no...
Do you know, I'm going to be nice to you. There's a hut.
Is there electricity?
You're gonna have to make the electricity.
Okay, so I haven't done that before. All right, so taking your phone wouldn't make sense.
No.
Yeah, so take it because that's gonna die.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta do this. Scroll. Lock it off.
You know what I'm gonna do? Oh, I'm a genius. So if I know I'm gonna go to this deserted island, I'd take my phone. I'd not take my charger. No, I would take my charger. So I'd take my phone, my charger, not even charge, just a wire. Yeah. I'd get a portable. Portable. I'd have about 9 portable chargers.
Okay.
That are fully charged. That should keep me good for at least 3 months. Do you know what I mean?
3 months?
But you know how I'm talking about the big power banks that can charge your phone to 100% with like 7 times.
Okay, cool.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, so, yeah, no. Sorry, bro.
You know what I mean? I'd take I'm not just talking about those little power banks.
So like would you watch any series or anything?
Yes, definitely. But I have to, bro. Okay. But the thing is, I wouldn't just binge. I'd have to like find times, like maybe at night or something like that. Yeah. Squeeze an episode or two in. Yeah. I'd take that to my phone. I'd get my toothbrush. What's it called? I'd get a lot of toilet paper.
You know it's actually sunnah to like clean with sand, right?
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But like if I have the option to take toilet paper, I'll take toilet paper. You get what I mean? But I didn't know that, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's interesting.
So like let's say you can't hold wudu and you can't do it with water, you can use sand.
Yeah, but there's desert island, so I'm assuming there's water around me.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying though, shut up.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. Okay. So yeah, So I take toilet paper. I would get, what would I get?
Think about it though,
It wouldn't make sense taking food.
Because you can make your food.
Yeah, I'd have to make my food.
Yeah, just go in the ocean quickly, grab a fish, and then go and cook it.
Yeah, definitely. And a gun. I'd get a gun. I'd definitely get a gun.
But then how would you travel with that gun, go through the airport with that gun? Because you'd be nicked. I'm trying to make this realistic as possible.
Oh, okay, yeah, cool. Yeah. Okay, so I would, so basically, there's this thing called polyurethane. Polyurethane. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Polyurethane. You put it around the gun. You 3D print it, and then that basically doesn't beep on the airport detectors.
And how do you know this?
TV.
Okay, that's yes, understood, TV. Understood.
So I'm not even sure polyurethane. I got that from Key and Peele. I don't even know if it exists, right? Okay. But so yeah, I'm joking. No gun, but
I'd try my best.
Can I take a pocket knife?
Yeah,
I can take a pocket knife, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'll take a pocket knife. I'd get that because that's going to be very necessary, like cutting tree, like if I need to cut something or, I mean, stuff a lot, but like if I need to gut a fish or something like that, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That would be very helpful. What else would I take? Top of my head, yeah, nothing else.
Mm.
Just normal and a toothbrush.
I would take shaving oil.
First?
Yeah, because I'm going to outgrow a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also take a book.
Mm.
I would take a fork and a controller.
The controller. So many questions. Let me just start with the fork.
So the fork, yeah, I'd carve into the trees to make wood chips that I would then forge into paper, and then
you'd.
Can I be honest? Hey, Darks, let me just be honest with you today, yeah? Today's a bit different. I woke up different today.
Mm.
I'm not taking anything serious today.
You'd forge into paper.
You know wood?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
where paper comes from, right?
Yeah.
All right?
Mm.
So my thing is, the more wood that I take to the land... I'm so sorry, ladies and gentlemen. That was such a pause. And I apologize. This is the thing. You see, when I wake up and I'm being very childish, I don't watch what I say. But yeah, let's just move past that. Anyway,
yeah.
Real talk. Stranded Island. What I would take, as I mentioned, as you mentioned, my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the Quran with me.
Oh my God.
I'll take the Quran because I'd need something to tell me that this is meant to be. This is meant to be for me in my life, right?
Mm.
I'd also take a picture of my family. You know, that would be my motivation to say I'm getting out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take a football to keep me entertained.
Yeah, maybe
do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe play some beach five-a-side.
Beach five-a-side with myself.
Yeah, yeah. With
keep the ball in the air.
Oh, you're on your ones?
Yeah, by yourself.
Yeah?
By myself.
Jeez.
I'll take a football. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then I think that would be it. I don't think, because there's not, like, you can't take food there because it will be expired.
Mm-hmm.
Can't take anything electronic, bar obviously the power bank situation.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care about my appearance. Also, actually,
I wouldn't care how I look.
I would go crazy with push-ups and sit-ups every day.
Yeah. In the sand.
Mm-hmm. Why? What do you think?
I'll
go mad though. You know about me.
I heard a few things. I don't know. Case still open?
Shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sam, my boy. Yeah. But yeah, have you got any hypotheticals for me? For the hypotheticals for me? Sorry, man. Look, guys, this is a different Harry today. I think it's because I'm fasting and I'm just like, I'm overstimulated. Like, oh, stimmy. Sorry, bro. Generally.
I don't know what it is today about me, but it's like, I feel like there's a rush of emotions. I feel every emotion right now.
Do you want to cry?
No, I want to cry, but I also want to laugh. Yeah. I want to cry, I want to laugh, I want to...
Oh, that's mad sad, you know, that you want to cry. What makes you want to cry?
I don't know. A lot of things. Hey, do you think therapy is necessary?
See, when you drive and you take that left into seriousness, I really like being in the passenger.
Yeah.
I think it's super necessary. I think there's things that we deal with for the sake of dealing with them just because we have to, but we don't actually process what's happening.
Yeah.
I think that allows you to understand, because you're being asked questions that you probably know the answers to, but have never asked those questions to yourself.
Yeah.
And I think it makes you see exactly what you've gone through the stages, and be able to come to terms with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe therapy is good for.
Mm.
And I also think it helps you in your future endeavors and also relationships. And, you know, inshallah, when you have kids, it helps you be able to have patience and not allow your trauma to be a character. Do you know what I'm saying? A characteristic, should I say, of yourself. So I think, yes, 100%.
Yeah, so, and do you think everyone should consider therapy? Because would it be safe to say everyone's going through something?
Either going through or gone through. I think having
how do you become a qualified therapist? Because I'm even sure therapists need therapy.
Yeah, they do.
So, but then do they just talk to themselves?
No, they get a therapist to help them.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like I had a I used to work in the prisons, as I mentioned, as a mentor, right?
Prison?
Yeah.
You used to work in a prison?
Yeah, in Aylesbury Prison.
You're trying to say?
Wallahi.
I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't talk. I clock.
Bro, you know, I've said this many times.
Me and you is just, yo, what are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah.
It's not what have you done?
No, it's this. But yeah, I used to work in Aylesbury Prison as a mentor. And I would have to have clinical therapy every 2 weeks to basically...
Make sure you were good.
Make sure I was good. And I remember asking the therapist, I was like, do you have therapy? And she was like, yes, I do. Like, I have a therapist as well. And I just think it's a way to offload all of that emotion. As a therapist also, you have to understand you're dealing with so many people's emotions and you have to keep it together for the sake of that person. Because if you break, then that person can even break even more. So you've got to be the one that is. But then that has a toll on you. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think having therapy is super important. And why'd you ask?
Because I've considered therapy. Because I feel like, I have my own like little internal struggles with like how I view things. And like, you know, because sometimes I find myself in a, I'm not always like this, but you know, sometimes you just, random moments of the day, you just feel negative. Do you know what I mean? And I don't choose to be negative. I don't want to be negative. It's not a good feeling. But it's just sometimes I'm just like, I get pissed off very quickly. Do you know what I mean? I get annoyed at certain things. I may be very snappy with my responses with certain people. I mean, it's nothing that deep. I don't go crazy. I don't say things I'm not supposed to say or like, you know what I mean? Or like physically or like try to hurt someone's feelings, stuff like that. But I always feel like I have these waves of wanting to be alone. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm scared to talk to someone in case that I speak out of emotion. You know what I mean? And I feel like speaking out of emotion is good sometimes, but it's also kind of dangerous. Because have you ever heard that saying, you never make a decision when you're upset? Never make a decision when you're upset because you're going to regret it when you feel better, right? Or you might regret when you feel bad. But I don't know. It's just, and you know, just sometimes you have certain questions. Maybe you have like certain, like I would just say I have urges. I don't. Do you know what I mean? I'm pretty militant in that sense. But I don't know. Just someone to talk to. I feel like,
yeah. Do you think is it because you reckon you're a lonely child?
Only child? No. I mean, you know, I have only child maybe tendencies, but a lot like, meeting me, I don't really think you can tell I'm an only child. Can you tell I'm an only child?
No, but now I know that you are.
You can kind of see it.
Yeah.
You can kind of see it. Unless I tell you I'm an only child, right? But no, man, obviously I had chunks of family I grew up with, innit? So I did have that feeling of, you know, having siblings to some extent. But the thing is, Monday to Friday, I was always by myself. You know what I mean? There was one time, I think one of the saddest moments of my life. Yeah. It wasn't a sad moment. I laugh at it now. But at the moment when someone said it to me, I cried. But because it wasn't even an insult, it was a genuine question. So imagine in school, like we have a table tennis table, right? So I used to play table tennis a lot and I loved it. I was the guy, curveballs, backspin, front spin, behind the back. I was going nuts, right? So one day I was like, I bought those little jars that you save money into. So my mum used to give me like £1 or £2 every day to school, which was like, it felt like £1,000, yeah? So I used to sometimes say, yo, I'm not going to get anything at school. I'm not going to get a drink, free school meals anyways. I'm just going to get the £1, £2 my mum gives me and put it into the jar. So I had like £47 in year seven. I was 12 years old, bro. I saved £47. I thought I was in a hedge fund. I thought I was the guy. So imagine, I told my friend, I was like, yeah, I'm saving up. And he was like, oh, what are you saving up for? And then I was like, oh, a table tennis table. And because I want to get one like in my little garden, because I have a garden outside, like a communal garden that everyone uses, but I'm going to just put it there. And they're like, oh, who are you going to play with?
Something's in my eye. I promise you I'm not laughing.
So the guy was like, oh, who are you going to play with? And there was like this dead silence. I was like, rah, like, I actually don't know who I'm going to play with. I don't know who I was going to play with. So I thought I'd have to do that thing where I'd put the table, half the table up and just hit it off the wall. You get what I mean? I thought I'd have to do one of them ones. But then, yeah, that was probably the only time I felt like a little
bit. Did you end up getting a table?
No, I didn't. Because it was a good question. Who am I going to play with? I didn't deep who I was going to play with. Because you know, I thought, I can't make my mum. My mum doesn't play tables anymore. She doesn't like it.
And I think you'd smoke her as well.
I'd kill her. And if she got better than me, I'm going to have to burn the house down.
Of course, then that's a charge.
But yeah.
But yeah, no, do you know what? I always think that though. Like, you see with people that are the only child, that maybe we're all lacking something. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like me not having a brother or me being the oldest one. I'm lacking that someone to look up to. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I'm saying? You're always missing something. Nothing is going to be perfect, yeah? Mm-hmm. But I do think experiences that you probably weren't aware of how they affected you, it's always good to revisit them.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be, sometimes some people find not to do it through therapy. Some people find it's better to do it through maybe talking to your mum or talking like this.
It might
help you look at things differently. But I think sometimes you might want the expert answer from a therapist. I have done therapy. It's something that I really said I wanted to do this year. I have got a lot of fear about doing therapy again, just because it leaves you very vulnerable. If you're having deep therapy about things that you like have been thinking about for a very long time, you know, I also feel like I have survivor's guilt.
As in you feel guilty for surviving?
As in like where I am. So essentially where I am right now in my life, I compare it to where I was before and the people that maybe I've like moved on from, and I've had survivor's guilt for a very long time. Mm-hmm. I don't like to get compliments from people either. Mm-hmm. Like if someone says, bro, I'm so proud of you doing your thing, I don't know why that makes me feel a certain
way. Like you don't deserve it.
Like I don't deserve it, basically.
Yeah.
Do you get me? And I think it's because maybe—
You do though, man.
I mean, alhamdulillah. Yeah, but I do believe that it's because for a very long time, I wasn't where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And for a short period of time, I'm where I want to be. So I think I've not been successful longer than I've been successful.
Facts.
So same. I think that's where it stems from.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there's certain things that I do that makes me think, yeah, I just maybe need to speak to somebody about this in a way in which that allows me.
And plus, we're in the public eye. I mean, we're in the public
eye. That's changed me a lot, though.
Yeah, we're in the public eye. So it's like, I don't know, even like how I address people. Don't get me wrong, I'm nice to everyone. But I've had a few encounters that have made me... Boy, there was one time, this is before I was driving. I was in a cab. I was leaving a building, jumped into my cab. The cab literally did this. Like, literally 10 seconds. 3 seconds, bro. It went... Zzz. A car pulled up in front of it. Five utes jumped out. So imagine I'm in the back and I'm just like, I've had a good run.
Mm. No, it's been good.
It's been good. I've had a good run. Five utes jump out, they're coming to my window, Knocked on the window. I put my window down just a little bit. I was like, yo, bro. And he was like, yo, you're darkest, Ali. I was like, yeah. He's like, hey, bro, I got this business. Can you promote? He gave me his card for the window. I was like, broski, oh my goodness me. I thought I was done. I was like, you know what pissed me off about that, Obviously, I didn't say this to him there and then because, you know what I mean? Why did five of you jump up for one of you to give me a card?
That's too much, man. they have to be filming a skit.
Yeah, no, they, no one was filming nothing. They all jumped out of the car, ran to the car. They're all at the same window. Put down the window a little bit. He's like, yo, bro, this is my card, da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, look, I looked at his card. He does like, I don't know. I think it was like electronics or something like that. And I was just like, why are you hoodied up?
He probably was in the transition of coming off the roads.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he's approaching everything with I'm ready to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but maybe now if he approached you, it'll be a bit different.
Yeah. But then even now, it's like now, not because of that encounter itself, but just now even going to the shop or like Tesco or going normal shopping, Costco, wherever it may be. Yeah. Mm. Like I'm always so observant of my like surroundings.
Yeah.
So like even when I'm with my wife or something and I'm just going shopping, like she'll be looking for stuff and I'm just like. Like now, if someone clocks me, I clock them before they clock me. Mm. Do you get what I mean? So it's like, I'll look around, da, 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 da. I'll know who's in where, like which, I'll, instead of just chilling. Like I'm always on go. You know what I mean? I'm always just like.
Yeah.
Not to say someone's after me. I don't think anyone's after me. I'm a good boy, and I just want to pay my taxes and go home and sleep.
Yeah.
Nothing else. I don't hurt no one. I don't disrespect no one. I'm a good boy.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, I don't know. But I just can't say that for everyone. It's kind of scary knowing that there's thousands, maybe millions of people that know who you are, but you don't know them.
Mm.
You get what I mean?
That happened to me today. So today when I went Primark to get you those t-shirts, yeah?
Best t-shirts ever, by the way. Thank you.
Come on, my guy.
You got me some One Piece t-shirts without me asking.
Yeah.
That's nice.
This lady was like, I know you from TikTok. And I was like, oh yeah. Like, and then she was like, it's weird that I feel like I know you. Then I was like,
you don't.
You don't know me, but like, you do know me.
Yeah, yeah. At the same time, you know what
I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You do know me. And then I needed my vent sorted today. And then the brother that was in the lift, you know, like when you know, when it's a black person of a similar age, you kind of know, this person must know who I am. Because he was looking at me. And then it's like, was in the lift, yeah, and it was like a little awkward little, like, 5 seconds, and he's gone, man, like, Harry, you know? And I was just like, come on, my guy. And then we was basically talking as he was doing his job in the crib, yeah? And then he was just like, bro, like, it's like, I feel like I know you, but I don't. And that feeling is very beautiful, but also a bit scary, as you mentioned, someone could be pretending that they don't know who you are, but they know who you are.
Yeah.
Or they might take a picture of you, or they might, you know, I don't know, they might send a message, say, oh, guess who's in here? Darkest is in here. Mm-hmm. And I get paranoid myself when I'm in certain places, yeah? Like, I might be in a gym, for example, for like 30 minutes. And then out of nowhere, like, there's one person there. Out of nowhere, 30 minutes, people come in. Everyone and they know who I am now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's like, you've told someone, oh, Harry's here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the bit that's like...
That's annoying.
But it's not even just annoying, yeah?
I hear it. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I hear it, but it's like, come on, man.
But I think that's the part where you just have to just move different.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And fortunately, this is our life.
Yeah, but there will be people, I don't read comments in it, but I'm just saying, I know there'll probably be a comment saying like, oh, you guys signed up for this life, but you guys are constantly complaining about it. I'm like, yeah, we did sign up for this life, but it's like, I'm allowed to react to certain idiots. Do you get what I mean? Like, doesn't mean I'm not allowed to react. If someone, do you know this? That comment would make sense if people were coming up to me on a respectful one, say, yo, Darkest, I love what you do. Can I get a picture, brother? If I said to them, get away from me, I'm trying to have a normal day, then cool, slay me. I mean, I signed up for this life just to move like a dickhead to other people.
Mm.
But then if there's dickheads showing me dickheadery, I'm allowed to show dickheadery back.
Mm.
You get what I mean? But then, yeah, I don't know, man. People are weird. I mean, and it's very hard to, this is a reason I don't really like read comments as well, because alhamdulillah, don't get me wrong, majority of them are positive. They're always like, they want to see more. Darkest is this, is that, love him, blah, 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 blah. Do you know what I mean? And I appreciate it with my whole heart. But then that one little comment will like, you're just, that one.
I tell you this all the time though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I say to you, bro, if you focus on that thing and it ruins your day or makes you overthink, yeah, then you've lost. Not like there's a win in it, but like you've lost, because again, that's why I don't really care what people say, good or bad, because like I appreciate it, but I don't care. It's not like I'm like at night, like, oh, I hope everyone says good things about me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's the same thing for the bad stuff. I don't care what people, that's your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Like someone could say they love me and someone could say they hate me. They're two different opinions. No one is right. No one is wrong. It's down to how that person feels. Mm-hmm. All right. So when we're doing our job, we are supposed to be criticized or critiqued because we're giving something to the world.
Yeah.
Even if they're not subscribed to us and they watch our video, they're allowed to have their view. Now, it might trigger you, and this is probably where maybe like the whole therapy aspect needs to come into it, because it might be triggering something in you that you may feel about yourself, but you don't want to hear it from someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're easily agitated about something and then someone says, oh, they can spot what you already know about yourself, it can make you feel a certain type of way. And I remember early on when I first started doing content, yeah, I remember someone saying, Harry's full of himself. And
hear what you just said. Harry's full of himself, but then this is what I'm saying to you. When things don't make sense to me, that's when it frustrates me.
Yeah, but that's, when it doesn't make sense. That's a you thing then. Because reality is, if someone thinks I'm, who cares?
No. But the thing is, look, for example,
it's like me saying, yeah? It's like me going on a comment, yeah?
Do you have to question things sometimes?
No, but you don't, though. You don't have to. You feel like you need to, but you don't. Because that's someone's... Okay, if someone says, yeah,
Harry's super humble. He's amazing. I don't question that. So why do I need to question someone saying Harry's full of himself? It's because two different opinions. They don't know me.
Yeah.
They don't know me.
No.
So
I know they don't know, but I'm just saying right now, look, if you came on this podcast right now and you wore your flashiest jewelry, your Rolex, your watches, and you're just designed up and you're just talking like you're the guy, like, yo, big watch on my wrist, blah, 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 all of this. And then someone commented, Harry's full of himself. I hear it. Then that makes sense. Do you know what I mean? I know why they commented that. Do you get what I mean? But then now, just during this conversation, like, someone might say Harry's full of himself. Where? How? Who?
Yeah, but like, that's the thing. That's not about me. That's them.
I have to talk to you and say, what the fuck did you just say?
But that's the thing. That's why you get... That's why. Yeah. You will get agitated at that.
Whereas, I can't lie, I'm easily rattled still.
Yeah, that's the thing. And my point is, that's why you need to work on that. Because I always tell you, you're trying to understand somebody else's opinion on you that you don't know. You don't know what they look like. You don't know... They don't know nothing about you. And... it's affecting you. That could never be me. You know why? Because I've realized straight on, good, bad, or whatever, I take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. It's like, and I always say, like, and this always reverts back to like our religion as well, yeah? That the only thing we need to really care about is how Allah sees us and our behaviors.
Only opinion.
Not, that's
about, yeah.
no, f- respectfully as well,
yeah.
not our mums. Yeah. Not our dads, not our brothers, not our sisters. It's down to... So why would I care what someone else is saying about me?
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Facts.
I don't care.
I'm with you,
So that's my thing. It's like, that's why those comments don't get to me, because also I look at it from a perspective of you're still watching us. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you've said this to your friend. You've chose to go on our YouTube channel, chose to go in the comments and say this.
Yeah.
Now the good comments, don't get me wrong, I appreciate them so much, and it's the reason why
we carry on doing it. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like when we don't upload and then there's a week where we haven't uploaded and people are like, how dare you?
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. And if someone says, how dare you, little prick, I take that for a joke.
Because I'm like, that's fine.
That's fine, isn't it? But someone saying, oh, quote unquote, Harry's full of himself. Okay. All right. So do I sit down and go, no, I'm not. It's just because... For who?
I might be
talking to a bot.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I've never.
But that's even outside of me. I think outside of us, I think Chunks, for example, he gets most, I say 99.99% of the shit he gets hated on doesn't make sense to me. And I'm not just saying out of bias, like I've said this to his face on the podcast, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying it because he's my cousin. I look at things logically. Me, bro, before black and white, before Muslim and Christian, before Somali, whatever, there's right and wrong. Do you get what I mean? So me, that's what I lean to. I just always lean towards what's like, what's right. So like, if I know Chunks has done something wrong and he gets hate for it, I just stay silent. I hear it. Okay, cool. This is just a phase he has to go through.
Mm.
Let him acknowledge what he's done wrong and try to do better. But he doesn't do anything and he still gets hated on. And the amount of times I've been on Twitter, whether that be Snapchat or Instagram or TikTok, I'll see people hating on him for stuff that doesn't make sense whatsoever. The amount of times I've nearly commented and like replied back to this person from my own page, and then Chunks, I think he came to me once, he's like, yo, if you reply to these people, we're fighting.
Exactly. Yeah,
he's like, me and you are fighting. He's like, because you've now given that guy, this person, like a leg to stand on. He's going to sleep like this today.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Even discussing it here is my thing. We said, like, you saw when Chunks was here, you saw his reaction to it.
Yeah, he's very nonchalant. I don't care. But the thing is, I love him so much, I care for him.
Yeah, there's a different way to care for someone, in my opinion, yeah?
Yeah.
See, if that was me and Chunks was my cousin, my way of dealing with it is being around him and showing him love, not going on comments, bro. I've always said, I said this before, when I get hate for whatever it is, yeah, if I see any of my friends in the comments going mad, I get mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is what the person, people want. They want you to comment. They want to get clout off you, because if they were speaking about themselves, they wouldn't get this.
Yeah.
They're speaking about someone who's super famous, super talented, and they don't know who the person is.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's a trend, why not? Let's do it. And that's what it is. So that's the part that I'm like, I can never, and I never will ever, ever indulge in whatever anyone thinks about me, because you don't know me.
Mm.
What you see on the internet is your view of me and
you can make whatever.
That's an hour a week.
Is that yeah. You can make whatever perception you want of it, and it will never be something that I feel like I have to. You know what I mean? There's so much beautiful things that's going on. Like, the man them have fucking changed their whole lives.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
family's lives. Like, you are living a dream, bro.
Yeah.
Why do you care about what one comment?
Yeah.
Like, that's worthy of going therapy, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not saying one comment will ruin my whole week. It may like rattle me for a bit, but I don't overthink it. Like, to a point where it fucks up my sleep. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't know. It's just little stuff. You know what it is? I've come to terms with the fact that if I try to get into the mind of an idiot, I'm going to go crazy.
You're as bad as them.
Yeah, no. I've lost my mind. I'm generally going to go insane. So it's like, but I feel like I'm trying to eradicate the world of weirdos one by one. Like,
You can't. Like, yeah. I've always thought, like, you know, like back in the day, yeah? I remember when my mum would try
to explain. Sorry, by the way, I think I spat on.
That's fine, bro. When my mom would try to explain something to me and I don't want to listen, I would see her get frustrated because I'm not listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it took for me to understand and become an adult to understand where she was coming from. When I'm being an idiot,
mm-hmm.
she can't get through to me. She might as well turn around and talk to a wall
mm-hmm.
because she's going to get the same response. For some of these people, you just need to let them grow up.
Yeah.
And if they don't, that is who they are.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah, I just think it's one of them ones where it's like, bro, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it, bro. But I that's the one thing, if I was to ever have a wish for you, is to not get rattled so quickly for people that you can't.
To be fair, don't get me wrong. I've gotten a lot better at not caring about a lot of things in terms of, you know, who I spend my time with and where I go. Do you know what I mean? But in terms of the people that view me and stuff like that, maybe subconsciously, yeah, like I feel like, obviously, naturally, you want everyone to like you. Do you get what I mean? I mean, if you had a choice, I'd want everyone to like me. But then, unfortunately, that's not how the world works. Do you get what I mean? Like, we've built a platform now where we put our personalities on there, we share our views on certain topics. And for me to think that everyone's going to agree with me is a bit delusional. Do you get what I'm saying to you? So, yeah, I feel like, you know, bro, there's knowing things and then there's deep in things.
Yeah. Do
you get what I mean? Because you can know something, but then deep in it, like, you really need to deep and, like, understand it and absorb it into your understanding. Absorb it into your understanding. Does that make sense?
We just keep moving.
I think we just move forward.
We just have to.
I just feel like, yeah.
Because at the end of the day, bro, we don't speak English the way we think we do.
Just let me say words.
Just say what you feel
yeah,
for
yeah,
the
yeah.
Will Ask Bill. Your Bill.
Yeah.
Where's Bellamy for the Bellamy? Ask telling me. You're telling me. Are you telling me?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, guys, if there's any of you out there that are dealing with something similar.
How do you deal with it?
I'd say my advice would be just...
No, I would like them to tell
okay,
us.
Okay, so yeah, so let me just tell you how I do it.
Okay,
so,
cool.
Because I don't know how I'll tell you to do it when I'm going through the same thing. But yeah, I think the best thing to do is continue being yourself and continue just being... Like, for example, you can't give general advice because I don't know your personality, but I think just the general stuff like being respectful, being nice, being kind, what's it called? Not letting things get to your head and, you know, just stuff like that. I feel like you really need to... You know, add those to your attributes in life because the characteristics that build Naruto.
Yeah, he's gone.
Naruto didn't become Hokage until like late Shippuden. Like even after the Great War, when Madara was there, like Itachi died. What happened then? So literally, yeah, bro. Naruto had to go through a lot, and then he became. He had to scrap his best friend, bro. Lose an arm, yeah. Have a ute, and then Naruto.
That Naruto was mental.
Shit anime. I hate that anime as well.
Do you?
I'm not, bro. Naruto is the second anime I've finished in my life. And I'm saying after all the animes that I've collectively now in my life, I don't think it cracks my top five.
I think I always have a bias to it. Always.
Because it's Jiraiya though, isn't it? You know how I want to make it. By the way, when you watch Naruto, did you watch it Japanese or dubbed?
Don't speak to me like that.
Japanese, good shit. So cool. You know who I want to bring you for your birthday? One day. I'm telling you, I'm going to surprise you one day. If I can't bring the person himself, I'm going to try FaceTime or someone, the voice actor for Jiraiya.
Oh.
I want to try contact the voice actor for Jiraiya. Hopefully speaks like at least a little bit English.
Pervy Sage.
Yeah. Huh?
Pervy Sage.
Oh, flipping. Oh. Pervy Sage.
I call him Sage.
Oh, Pervy Sage. Yeah, I want to get his, I want to get his voice actor and, you know, maybe send you a birthday message in Jiraiya's voice.
What in that Jiraiya's would do voice. For me.
Yeah.
Bro, I was going to name my son Jiraiya, bro.
I hear it. Jiraiya. But Jiraiya Panera.
Yeah, but
JP. Oh,
JP. I was gonna name him Jiraiya, bro.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I think the anime's just got a mad emotional attachment to me, bro. Like, and when you break down the severance of the actual animation and how it's been deciphered into different genres of age, wisdom, and understanding, but loyalty, but then also put into a hemisphere that we can't even subtract from. Can we add to it? Depends. Are you glad to it?
No, I said, okay, that was beautiful, by the way. You had me going for a sec. Yeah. But I think the greatest thing to happen in that show was Itachi. Itachi is one of the coldest characters in anime history for me.
And that will teach you not to judge people.
Yeah.
Itachi's... because they built him up to be a villain. But really, he's the glue.
He's the nicest guy on planet Earth. He had to do what he had to do. He just loves his little brother.
He just loves
leave him.
Leave
him alone. Oh. Leave him.
All right. No, Darkest, obviously, you've got some, on a lighter note, you have got some hypotheticals for us.
Yeah, so I went on ChatGPT. Hold on, where's my pahone? That's what I call a phone.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, pahone. All right. So I got some fun hypothetical question, but it's sort of like quick fire, but then I also want some detailed answers from you.
Yeah.
Okay. If you and your partner swapped phones for a week, who would panic more?
Damn. I don't know. I think I would panic more because there is so much stuff on my phone.
It's not even who I chat to. It's what
no,
I search.
It's what I search, what I look at.
It's not porn.
Conversation. But like, yeah. No, but conversations. Yeah, how the man them speak.
It's mad.
Like, I think she'd be like, oh my God, I don't know him.
Yeah. Like Elias, for example. If she scrolled through me and like, Elias.
Yeah, because but the thing is though, my partner will understand. Do you know what's weird? I feel like my partner will understand who I am based on the amount of time she will spend with me.
Mm-hmm.
So you will see the type of things that I find funny. I find farting funny. Hello. So if you see the DMs of me and Elias, yeah, it's us sending each other random pages of people farting.
Yeah.
Now you might think that's weird, but I find it hilarious.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Yeah. So yeah, I think I would be probably the one that would be a bit more like, oh, damn, more than her. But then I don't know that because you don't know what your partner does on their phone, because I'm not someone that's like, yo, babe, what are you doing? Who texts us? I'm not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on what I know,
mm-hmm,
I'd say me.
Okay, fair enough. If you could read your partner's mind for one day, would you?
No, I wouldn't. I just think certain things, you're just ruining the beauty of it. Like, why would I want to read your mind? Because then, no, but then, imagine you read your partner's mind, yeah? She's like, I can't wait for this nigga to be dead. Or imagine she's just
like, it can give you some insight.
Yeah, imagine she's just like, his breath fucking stinks.
Yeah.
Or, you know what, yeah? Why am I here? Like, imagine she's like, why am I here? And then you're like, babe, do you love me? And she's like, of course.
You know, I'd read her mind, but I'd ask her questions.
To see her tweak.
Yeah, to see her tweak. Am I the best you ever had?
And then you see a thought of the guy that it really is.
So, no, she's like, yeah, you are the best. But really in here, you're seventh.
Yeah.
You're seventh on the list.
No, you actually see the position my man had her in.
Yeah.
Like, and everything.
You see Eric, she's thinking about it.
Yeah, she's thinking about it.
No, I wouldn't be able to. No, I wouldn't do it.
Do you know what?
That's invasion of
that's
privacy.
That's asking for mental health to now be a priority in my mind. That's asking for it. Because you know what? Man's not strong-minded as I think I am.
I'm not.
Because that one there, that's me putting all of my chakra into staying normal.
Yeah.
You know, like right now,
I can't be angry at no one but myself.
Because who
am I to dictate your truth?
And why do I need to know that?
It's got nothing to do with it.
But then that begs the question, yeah? When we speak and when we ask questions to our significant partners, significant others, do we know when they're chatting shit? And do we just not answer for the sake of, I'm not, I don't want to argue with you.
Okay.
But so I know you're waffling.
I feel like once you live with someone and you're around them a lot, you can tell when they're lying, you can tell when they're lying to protect your feelings, and you can tell when they're telling the truth, right? So like, I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of conversations that are avoidable. So for example, there's this thing where people ask like, who's your celebrity crush or who's your celebrity this? I'll never ask that question, you know? I'm just going to end up getting hurt. you don't want to know mine, I don't want to know yours. We love each other, I love you, you love me, let's just stay like this. Mm. Do you know what I mean? So like, I feel like, yeah, I feel like don't put yourself in situations for your ego to get hurt.
Mm.
You get what I mean? So yeah, I wouldn't read my partner's mind. Mm. That's an invasion of privacy, and the only person that's going to get hurt is me.
Yeah.
Literally.
There's simple.
There's no, but then again, it could help you improve on certain things.
Nah, just tell me.
Yeah.
I don't need to be in your mind.
Yeah, yeah, just use
your
words.
You think I'm Xavier from X-Men?
Yeah, like
I don't
God
need
gave
to
your mouth,
be there, bro.
It.
Like, yeah. That's too much information.
Way too much information.
I've that's got my own one. Mind and then yours now as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, that's too much. Way
Ooh,
too much.
Too much.
Would you rather be the jealous one or the one being chased?
The one being chased? I could spend all my life being something. Why do I want to be jealous?
Okay.
Like,
really? Okay.
Being jealous, that means that every single thing.
But that, I don't know. I feel like jealous in a relationship kind of just means you care, innit? And you're
no, but there's a difference between caring and being jealous. Mm-hmm. Jealous could mean.
But jealousy stems from caring, I feel like.
To an extent, yeah. But then it's like, all right, cool. If I go to the shop now and a woman is serving me in a till and she goes, oh, thank you, have a lovely day. That can make you jealous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because someone told me to have a lovely day.
Yeah,
that person has said to 50 other customers before me, or, you know.
Maybe she had a little bit more lovely day. Like, it was just
no, okay, then understood. But yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be jealous. I'm not that type of person anyway.
Yeah,
so I wouldn't want to be something that I'm not. Whereas if I'm being chased, I don't have to stop for anyone.
But the one being chased, like, for example, you need to understand. So the one being chased, the way I understand it is, like, you're in a relationship. This is all like based on you're in a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
So the one being chased, so she's constantly doing things to match the sort of profile that you've set. You know what I mean? So she's always feel like she's behind, or like she's the one that's lesser in the thing. Like, that's what I mean by being chased.
Okay. And there's nothing you can do to change it.
Yeah, so that's just how she feels. She just feels like she's beneath you and she needs to catch up.
Well, I'll make sure that she doesn't feel like that though.
Okay. I like that.
I'll make sure that she doesn't. I'll put her on a pedestal
and
she's always higher than me.
Yeah, yeah.
I would never want to be somebody that is constantly being jealous. That's all. Of all the ways to live your life, that's a very horrible way, man.
Being jealous.
Just to be jealous all the time.
Horrible.
Everything's going to piss you off.
It's not a good feeling.
Nah, so yeah, I would go with
I felt jealousy before.
Yeah, we all have.
Yeah,
though.
We all have. It's a shit feeling.
I was jealous when Man City won the Champions League.
Yeah, I hear you.
Aguero! That wasn't Champions League.
Sorry.
Fine.
But I tried though. I'm not
that's
a football guy anyways.
That matters.
Sorry. Okay. So, who falls in love faster and who should?
I think, yeah, that's a good question. I think a man should always love his wife or his partner more than she does. I believe that.
I agree and disagree at the same time. I feel like it's I don't know. I feel like it's somewhat equal.
It always be, we both love each
equal,
other.
Yeah.
But as a man,
there may
I think
be days
you,
like I love you more and then
I
some
think
days you
when
love
you're,
me
when,
more.
When you're with your wife, you should love that woman more, because I feel like, and this is just from the a situation where I feel like
I just thought of something. But yeah, go
a woman, we spoke about this before 2 weeks ago on the pod, about how like a woman, her role in a man's life is more than just her physical being.
That's
it's everything.
The exterior.
It's everything,
yeah,
right?
It's everything.
And I feel like when you make a woman feel loved and she knows that you love her,
mm-hmm.
I think it unlocks more levels to that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She knows there's not a doubt in her mind, this man loves me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Security, all of that. I think when it's the other way around, if she loves you more than you love her, I think then your eyes and your mind start to wander. I think you start to think.
No, but the thing is, just because she loves me more than I love her, doesn't mean I don't love her. You just love
no,
her.
I know.
She just loves you more.
But as a man,
yeah.
Put it this way, yeah? You love your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if it was a thing where it's like, no, I love her, but...
No, yeah, see, look, but
that's the but aspect of it.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
should not be a but.
Yeah.
We need to be rocking mentally about, no, I love you. No, no, no. No, listen, let me tell you something. No, let me tell you something. Like, that's real love for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get me? So I think that's the right thing. I think a man should always love his woman more.
Not fair. Okay.
Yeah.
So would you, oh, let me ask you this. I heard this statement the other day and I don't agree with it whatsoever, but I just want to know your thoughts. So it says, they said, women choose who they sleep with, men choose who they marry.
I don't believe that. And I don't understand it either.
Because I get the women could sleep, because I'll be real, guys are scumbags and we're, you know what I mean? Sometimes there's a lot of guys out there that have no standards. They just want something. So it's like women choose who they sleep with. So a woman can go out now, any woman. Like,
no, but that's not true though. Because if a girl comes up to you and you don't find her attractive.
I'll be real. That's me though.
But in general though.
I'm talking like a normal standard guy.
But okay, yeah and no, innit? I think that's a yeah and no answer because it's like, okay, if okay.
I'm sorry to cut you off. But let me just say, this is just adds to my point and then I'll let you talk. So let's say you leave and a girl leaves. Yeah, random girl. I'm not gonna give her a name or anything. Random girl leaves. So the point is, you have to go find someone quickly on the street to have sex with you. Who's gonna win that? Who's gonna get there first?
Obviously, women. A woman get that because men are like because it's not considered normal for a woman to go, hey, look.
I know it's not. I
wanna obviously maybe of late now where women are just very free and open with them how they wanna pursue things. But yeah, of course, in that regard. However, it still is a very. You're right and wrong.
I've seen women marry who they want. You know what I mean? I've seen women marry who they want and I've seen guys sleep with who they want. But then it's a very particular type of woman that they're going for and a very particular type of man that they're going for. Mm. So just in general, would you say you agree with that statement a bit more or disagree?
Yeah, I agree a little bit. I think as a woman, if you are offered a man approaches you that has everything you want in terms of money and he's good looking or whatever, and you sleep with him, that doesn't mean that's the man that you're going to marry.
Yeah. That's his decision.
Yeah. It's both of the decisions, isn't it? It doesn't mean it's going to be the man that you marry. Mm-hmm. The man that you marry might just be a calmed down version of what you've been experiencing because what you've been experiencing hasn't actually been solid enough for you to be married, right? Mm. Vice versa for a man, it's like, if you are into a specific type of woman, physically anyway, and you just like having sex with that type of woman, but you don't want that person to be your wife, then it works. So I think it works both ways.
Yeah, I think it works both ways.
Both ways still. Good question though.
Okay.
Oh, this one's good. I think it's good.
If exes didn't exist, would relationships be healthier?
If exes didn't exist, would relationships be healthier?
Do you think exes are more of a learning curve on how a relationship should work or what you want our relationship? Or do you reckon there's something that, do you reckon it's something toxic that you bring into every relationship that you're in?
Good question. I do believe that every relationship you go through, if you are paying attention to it, is a massive lesson, right? Because you always do something wrong and that person will also do something wrong, and it's how you allow yourself to learn about what you want moving forward. Mm-hmm. So if someone was lacking something that you felt like was genuinely something that you didn't even think was a priority to you until you realized you didn't have it in your relationship, when you then go into a new one, that's a priority. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? And you only learn that from being in a relationship. Mm. Do you know what I'm saying? Because we all want someone who's aesthetically beautiful. We all want someone who is kind, gets along with our parents. For us, obviously, or for people that are religious, you want someone who's religious. Mm. You want all of these things, right? Mm-hmm. And it's only when you're in a relationship with someone and you split up with them that you take a seat and go, oh, well, this person wasn't doing this. This person wasn't doing this. So on top of what I already want, I need this as well. Mm-hmm. So I think exes are very important for you to learn. Some people have one person.
But some exes, I'll be real, some exes like traumatize you, bro.
But I know it traumatizes, of course, but...
Because now, I'll be real, person, 7 times out of 10, you're not on good terms with your ex when you leave, bro.
Of course. You know what I mean? But then I also think, how do you know that what you was dealing with was trauma if you didn't go through it? Like some people, yeah, like they're with someone and that they're with that person forever. Mm-hmm. Like they're their childhood sweethearts and they learn together. Mm-hmm. They build together, they split up, but they get back together, right? Mm-hmm. But when you're in a traumatic experience, yeah, 9 times out of 10, because of the trauma, it leaves you scarred. Mm-hmm. But you learn so much about yourself and also what either a man or a woman can be like. Mm-hmm. So it is a lesson regardless. It's a very tough one and it's a very emotional one, but it's still a lesson nonetheless. Mm. And I think when you are ready to go back into a relationship, you know exactly what you don't want. Mm. And I think...
But then I feel like a lot of guys, for example, if a guy's been cheated on and they break up or whatever, and then let's say 6 months down the line or a year or whatever, he gets into a new relationship, he might be a little bit more like overprotective or like the type to say, let me look at your phone and da da da.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. If you didn't have exes, okay, in an ideal world, yeah, okay, cool. Life would be sweet because you don't have anything that's going to give you trauma. But what's to say that when you go into this relationship, that's not going to happen?
True. Yeah, true. I agree. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, look, I'll be honest with you. As much as I know you probably got more, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Generally, breaking my fast soon. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it's getting to that time.
It's too, getting to that time right
now.
Yeah.
We about to break fast. You better not break last.
Mm. I like my steak black.
Had a sling on my shoulder. That's the break cast.
Mm. When I'm fasting during Ramadan, I stay awake. I don't take naps.
So yeah, guys, that's been all aboard. Generally, just, that's all listen, good, there's man. No food in my system to fuel these raps.
Trust me.
You know what I mean? So like, inshallah, I mean, it'll come to me soon. You never know. You never know. But make sure to comment, like, and you know, let me say this with a bit more energy. Make sure to comment, like, and subscribe to the Old and Bold podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. This was, you know, I enjoyed today's podcast, you know. Today was good, man. Deep. Today was a good... There we go. So yeah, today was a good today was a good episode. I feel like we got, we really got a lot off. Like, I feel like I'm 2 kg lighter, genuinely, 100%. So yeah, thank you, man. Appreciate you. Guys, if you enjoyed this podcast and if you enjoyed these kind of questions that we do, make sure to comment it down below. And make sure to like and subscribe. We are closing in on 3 million subscribers and we want to see it very, very soon. I've been Darkest. That has been Harry Pinero. And love, take care, wake care, and shake hair.
You said what? 3 million?
Yeah.
We're closing in on it?
Yeah.
No.
Turn off the cameras.
It says 135K subs.
Turn off the cameras.